Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
As Philadelphia police continue their search for 23-year-old Kaita Scott, we're learning more today about the criminal past of the man charged with her abduction. Keon King has been charged with kidnapping before, but in that case, the Philadelphia District Attorney withdrew the charges within a month of his arrest. With more, KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
The alleged incident happened January 13th of this year. Law enforcement sources say King went to his ex-girlfriend's home along 23rd Street near Burks three times. The first incident around 2:30 in the morning when sources say he climbed over a fence and tried to open her window and then kicked and pounded the door to get in but left before police arrived. He came back 13 hours later around 3:30 in the afternoon. Sources say when again he tried to get into the home looking into windows with a gun in his waistband. Just about an hour later, sources say the victim and a friend left the home to run an errand when King jumped out, grabbed her, and pulled her into his car with his two-year-old allegedly sitting in the back seat. Sources say the friend tried to intervene, but he threatened to kill her. They say King drove the victim around, assaulting her, biting her face, and choking her, but he then let her out at 7th and Girard, and that's when she flagged down police to report the incident. Months later, in April, King was arrested, and prosecutors asked for $1 short of $1 million bail, signaling their belief he was a danger to society. A preliminary hearing was scheduled for late May, but according to court records, when the victim and witness didn't show up, the prosecutor dropped the case at the direction of the judge. The office did not refile charges until this week when they arrested King in connection with the disappearance of Kaita Scott. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.